It was another cold morning across the Northeast, with temperatures starting off in the single digits above and below zero in most areas. We had some even colder temperature readings across the North Country early today. At Albany, the low temperature was 2 degrees above zero. Burlington, Vermont was 7 below zero. The low temperature at Glens Falls was 13 below zero. And the big winner for the coldest temperature this morning was Saranac Lake, with a morning low temperature of 28 degrees below zero. Now, to put a warmer spin on things, the temperature at Saranac Lake has warmed 50 degrees from first thing this morning into this afternoon. Highs across our area have been mainly in the 20s today. It does certainly feel quite cold, though, with those temperatures running well below normal levels. The air mass is very dry, with dew point temperatures running below zero. Though at least we've had sunshine across the region today, and now that it is March, the sun does feel very nice despite those cold temperatures. We've had just a few wispy high clouds across our far southern areas. Otherwise, the sky has been clear, and that trend will continue into tonight as high pressure begins to move off to the east. It will be a little bit less cold tonight than last night, but still cold for this time of year, with low temperatures mainly in the single digits above and below zero across New York and western New England. To our south, a substantial storm is crossing the Florida Peninsula. There have been a number of severe thunderstorm warnings and even some tornado warnings today. That vigorous system will trek to the northeast and be off the coast of North Carolina tomorrow, and that storm will continue to head off to the northeast. It looks like the storm will be far enough to our south that no precipitation will reach our area, though we will see at least some clouds mixing with sunshine in the southern half of our region during the day tomorrow. On Saturday, a cold front will come in from the northwest that could trigger a rain or snow shower, and then some cooler air will follow for Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Mostly clear tonight, low in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, high in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly clear and cold tonight, low in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as cold, high in the lower to mid-30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly clear and cold tonight, low in the single digits and lower teens. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and warmer, high 35 to 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and high clouds, high in the mid-30s. Region-wide on Saturday, variably cloudy, chance of a rain or snow shower, high in the 30s and lower 40s, and on Sunday, partly sunny and cooler, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.